with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Prior to Word of a Rescue, correspondent John Gambro reports that a channel affiliated with Iranian state television was urging Iranians to find the crew of a downed American fighter jet in Iran.
A local affiliate of Iranian state television in southwest Iran said the pilot bailed out of their aircraft. Now, an anchor on that channel went on air and said that police were searching for this pilot and said that anyone who found the pilot should capture them and they would receive a reward. Earlier, though, they were telling people to shoot at the invaders.
That is correspondent John Gambrill reporting, also at SRNNews.com. The White House has released details of President Trump's proposed 2027 budget. And as Bernie Bennett reports, that includes a $1.5 trillion defense spending request.
That's the largest of its kind in decades. The Republican president had indicated, even before the war against Iran began, that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He also called for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a map to Congress, which handles spending issues. But Congress is free to reject it, and often does. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February. The midterm election's coming up, and at this point, nobody knows how voters in Georgia will cast their ballots.
There's a July deadline for Georgia's voting system to be overhauled, but the state General Assembly has ended its annual session without a plan for new equipment. Right now, voters use Dominion voting machines, which print ballots with a QR code that scanners read to count the votes.
That is Donna Warder reporting, and this is SRN News. Canada has assisted a blind man in committing suicide, Michael Harrington reports.
John Maloney of Alberta did not suffer from a terminal disease. He was losing his sight to glaucoma and so applied for assisted suicide under the country's expanded eligibility and was approved. Pro-life advocates are expressing horror and point out that Canada has been steadily expanding assisted suicide since it was first legalized just 10 years ago. Next year, the government is set to begin letting people with mental illness take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to allow churches to endorse political candidates without losing their tax-exempt status. The suit challenges the Johnson Amendment, arguing it violates First Amendment rights. The Trump administration had supported the plaintiffs in the case, but the district judge, Cam Barker, ruled that he lacked authority to approve the proposed consent judgment. This is SRN News. We're getting some details about a health episode involving one of the Supreme Court's conservative justices. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The High Court spokeswoman says Justice Samuel Alito fell ill at an event in Philadelphia last month and was treated for dehydration before returning home to suburban Washington. The Supreme Court statement says Alito's illness did not require an overnight hospital stay, and he was back on the bench the following Monday. Alito, who turned 76 this past week, is the second oldest member of the Supreme Court after 77-year-old Justice Clarence Thomas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is threatening 100% tariffs on pharmaceutical companies that have not struck deals to lower U.S. drug prices. The new tariff will only apply to branded drugs and their active ingredients. Generic drugs, which make up more than 90% of medicines sold in the U.S., will be exempted. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.